systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to Jam Hole. It's late Friday, July 8th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
I'm Danny.
I'm Robbie.
Robbie, how are you?
I'm okay.
Dana.
We got this guy again.
I know. You were
shit.
I didn't know if you were even going to be here.
I thought we turned off the lights and, like, turned off everything and, you know, tried to play, like, we're not home.
I did everything but forget to lock that window.
What did you do?
That's how we ladder.
I knew it, dude. He saw the cat in the window and was like, let me in.
I like to watch.
Apparently, vampires can enter your room if you give them a Google Plus invite also.
The cat doesn't even like him. What is wrong with you?
That cat fucking hates my guts.
I feel like the Ghostbusters, and I just thought of the Marshmallow Man.
Did you bribe her with catnip? I knew it, dude.
Episode 513, thank you. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, live, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, on Jamhole TV, thejamhole.com/live.
Yes.
Robbie, we're having parties this summer.
Oh, yeah.
You going to be here for the marathon show?
I believe so.
July 15th and 16th. That's not this weekend, but next.
Period.
Yes.
For
period.
Eight of those 24 hours.
Tomorrow is the MTCIA Battle of the Bands. It's
going
to be sweet up at the Bandit.
I got a friend of mine coming all the way from, like, freaking wherever Sean was at for a point in time.
Can I tell you guys something? You remember that song, genre? If you go to thejamhole.com/music, there's a track called This Is Entertainment.
I thought it was Fuck Friday.
Right. Mad Dog's going to be there.
Have you talked to him? Is he going to do that song?
I will bring that beat. That's
dude,
the only
I will karaoke
beat.
That song if I can get the time off.
I will rename all of the songs in our set that beat and just be like, here, play this.
Does he misspell the dog word? Because I think when most people use the name Mad Dog, it's either D-O-G-G or D-I-W-G.
As in the emphasis. The fine wine? Is that two G's?
Can we make sure that you and Lyrical go on before Bad Dog Productions do that as the last song?
They're actually going to be on a different stage.
And, like, throw a mic at them. Damn.
But yeah, we'll be doing podcasts. This is all raise money for the MTCIA. Help fight this ridiculous war on pot.
Do you know
there's a war on pot?
I thought it was a war on your guys' poverty.
Or is it both?
That's the fundraiser marathon show. This is the hip-hop show Battle of the Bands.
I thought the whitest kids you know won the war on
That was the Civil War on drugs.
But Abraham Lincoln straight up said,
"Okay,
why would we make a plant legal? Illegal. That's ridiculous. Blah, blah, blah."
And then on Facebook.com/TheJamHole Podcast, there's event section there. I put the dates for the whitewater rafting. For the rustic camping, all leading up to August 13th, which is Saturday, the third annual Jam Hole Live Show up at Anna. It's going to be awesome. If you're local, come hang out. If you're not, get a plane ticket. Duh.
What episode is this?
513.
Jesus.
Yeah. It goes so fast.
You made me second guess myself.
I thought it was like 510 or something like that.
And if anyone's still awake on the West Coast, where it's a little earlier than it is here, 406-204-4687.
You think if enough of us started calling it Caucasian water rafting, it would, like, the trend would get started?
I don't know. We have a lot of listeners that call
like
it
white supremacist.
The African-American market. So sure.
I got to get one black guy to go. Let's work on that. Get one black guy.
Did you hear?
They don't like water.
The glove did not fit.
Right.
And they did acquit.
I will say this, though. I read about this. So apparently OJ in prison was like...
I wasn't talking about OJ.
Tangential.
Sure.
Think of the glove.
Please, Robbie. Okay. Tell us about OJ in prison.
He was bragging about how he hit it with all these white chicks and, like, this Speaking Army
of
Brotherhood
this,
beat him within an inch of his life.
Speaking of this white chick that killed her daughter, possibly. Tell us about OJ.
Yeah. I'm done. I just was sharing that he... you don't. If you're in prison and you're OJ, you don't brag about all the white chicks because the Aryan Brotherhood's out to get you.
So what happened? This lady... found some bones or there was her child disappeared or something.
Okay.
And then she called the cops like a month later or something. I don't know. I didn't even care to talk about this.
What are you? Oh,
trial.
I'm pulling it up right now.
It's on everyone's mind. I don't even feel
the Casey Anthony
like
trial?
I should say who we're talking about.
Well, okay, I have a lot of friends down south still that I keep in contact with, and everything I've been seeing on their Facebook pages is posts about this trial, and I guess it's like the most watched trial.
I have a question.
In this last couple years, what
are all of their posts like? Fuck her, hang her, kill the bitch, that kind of shit.
Hang on a second.
Because I'm gonna laugh if you say yes.
Well, no, they let her go completely.
Right, and is everyone outraged that you've been talking to?
Oh yeah, of course, dude. I actually had an hour long debate with somebody about it.
I heard that the only people that are outraged are middle-aged housewives who sit and watch Oprah all day.
My uncle was upset about it. I actually have a good friend in Florida that is of sound mind who is upset about it.
Eddie from Am I Bugging You is going to try and get a date with her. I'm so down with that.
Let me put this out here.
So what happened? She killed her baby?
No, I guess this one, I don't know if it's
no,
Casey
not.
Anthony and her daughter, I guess, turned up dead, and they were blaming her. There's, I guess she was drowned or suffocated or something. Let me read this real quick.
Can I just say, first of all, regardless of what happens, if you have a child and it dies, are you not responsible for that? Unless it was a complete accident,
I know I'm going to get a lot of hate mail and stuff for this, and I'm sorry, but I don't believe the mother actually had any I don't think she killed the daughter. Purposely, I think it was an accident, or
do you think she
maybe
accidentally
did it? She tried to cover it up
and freaked out and was like, "Oh my god, now what do I do?"
That's what I'm thinking. So,
are you still responsible at that point, though?
Yes.
Okay.
It's your fucking child. It doesn't matter if it's your boyfriend and he went retarded because
even
you
if
hit
someone
his pain pills.
Even if someone else kills your child, you are responsible because
yes.
you should have protected them, right?
So let's
now you
see.
Both go to jail.
Unless you like signed a freaking contract saying you're watching my child for this hour
or
like this
if
hour.
You sign your soul to the devil and your firstborn. Now when the devil comes to collect that, you're not responsible for their safety.
Understandable if she dropped the child off at a daycare where the kid was registered and it was under their shit.
But then you have a transfer of ownership.
So
if she dropped her child off a cliff, let's say.
Or tripped and dropped him in the oven.
There you go.
Like, yeah, shit happens.
In the microwave and hit high for 2 minutes.
She should have reported it immediately and been like, oh my god, this crazy accident happened and come help me. And then it would have been a lot more easier to deal with instead of trying to hide the body and
like
all that dumb
later,
shit.
Yeah.
You need a minute to, set up your alibi and stuff, don't you?
But it's retarded, though. They kind of found like a syringe full of like chloroform and shit, but they couldn't connect it to they couldn't use it as evidence.
A syringe
of
chloroform?
It's not how it looks.
It was like knockout juice of some kind.
No, but hold on.
It was chloroform mixture.
Doesn't chloroform usually go in a cloth and then over someone's mouth?
Anyway.
If you shoot someone with chloroform, that'll kill them. Like, if you're going to knock them out.
Anyway. Orlando, Florida, after 33 days of testimony, 400 pieces of evidence, and more than 90 witnesses, the jury in the case of the Casey Anthony case has reached a verdict. After just a day of deliberation, jurors informed the court at midday that they had reached a decision, and both sides in the case were ordered to assemble in the courtroom. Anthony has been found.
Are you giving
not
us the buildup of, because everyone knows she's not guilty?
Well, yeah. Well, okay. This is crazy, though. I mean, a lot of people want to hear about this, so, and I'm just appeasing the masses, so.
Okay, sure.
Anthony has been found not guilty of killing her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee. She was also found not guilty of aggravated child abuse and aggravated manslaughter of a child, but she was convicted on charges of misleading law enforcement.
She's kind of pretty. I see what Eddie's saying.
So if she was fugly, like, she would have gotten guilty.
Sure. She's going to get a TV show now.
She's, like, winking at the jury.
The case against Anthony was mostly circumstantial, but as it unfolded, she was portrayed in the trial as promiscuous, self-centered woman who became a cold-blooded killer. The motive, prosecutors...
Hey, what?
What
does circumstantial mean?
Not sure.
Okay.
Jewish, it means that there's no foreskin.
As a I think that's circumcision, about sure.
It basically says close. In the trial she was portrayed as a bitch.
This trial is circumstantial. Nip the tip.
Look, I am.
The motive, prosecutors alleged, was to allow her to live a carefree life without her daughter. So basically she was trying to right the mistake she made,
post-abortion,
not getting the abortion.
Yeah, post-9/11, post-apocalyptic.
That's what they were trying to say.
Okay.
Right, okay. So the state's case theory was that
child's weighing me down.
Was that a desperate Anthony used chloroform to subdue her daughter and then suffocated her with duct tape. Jeez. Anthony then fabricated fantastic lies to cover up her deeds,
hey,
they
Robbie,
said.
That's 1,002 uses.
Yeah.
So I guess she
too soon?
Suffocates
too soon?
Her with yeah. duct tape, and I believe she bagged her up and, like, tossed her into, like, a river somewhere. Well, anyway.
Well, you don't want it to spoil.
Right. I'm not sure if that's... But she suffocated with duct tape, subdued with
allegedly.
Chloroform.
I like the fact that those lies were fantastic.
Those were some pretty
good
yeah,
lies.
I like that. Nice
Which,
use
I mean,
of words.
If you take a month beforehand, you know, once you kill, before you call the cops, like, you have a lot of time. You have 30 yeah. days. To, you know, orchestrate.
I even have a post on public outrage here. So,
Let's hear some public outrage.
Let me finish this real quick. Anthony's attorney, Jose... is that Jose? J-O-S-E?
Yeah. Okay. No, it's Josie.
I was going to say, I'm like, Joe's Jose.
Josie and the Pussycats, her attorney.
All right, well, Josie and the Pussycats told the jury his client was the victim of an abusive upbringing.
Of course.
Okay, you're going to blame it on the rape. Yeah, whatever.
I grew up during 9/11 and the Iraq War. So was I. Can I kill a kid now?
According to her attorney, Casey Anthony, and her father, George Anthony, were home alone on June 16th, 2008, when they noticed Kaylee was missing. So this was going on for a while.
What was her brother, Mark Anthony, doing?
I have no idea. Whatever. That's... since 2008, sorry. So this has been a while.
Yeah.
When they noticed Kaylee
the
was
missing...
The
justice system is a very slow-turning yeah. machine.
They began a frantic search looking under beds and in the garage. Then George Anthony took the search outside to the above-ground pool where they found a lifeless Kaylee floating in the water. She threw her in the pool.
So doesn't this kind of echo what happened up here a while ago with
yeah,
the
with
little
the
baby
sewage
that...
tank, yeah.
Right.
Just, that was a lot quicker.
Did that mother get... Well, it's because it's small town and...
Right.
Her alibi is like, I don't know. Like, the kid must have tripped and fell into the cement, and that's why there was so much around its ankle.
Yeah, but right. How did the thing get covered back
in the shape of cement shoes, swimming yeah. with the fishes?
The
see?
Child exactly. thought it was a good idea to pull the huge fucking 200-pound slab back over.
But yeah. again, Your Honor, it goes back to my complete negligence, and for that, that's my bad.
Yeah. So, the public outrage, the verdict hit a nerve with members of the audience like Scott Coffrey of Orlando, aww. Who cried as he spoke with the press about the outcome. This is what he says.
He cried as he got his 15 minutes of fame with right. the press.
So Scott Coffrey says, it was hard because we were told we were not allowed to express any emotion. It was hard when I heard not guilty. It's not justice. I cannot believe this, Coffrey said. How did an injustice like this happen? It is terrible, terrible.
Well, it starts with you kill your kid and then you continue to... In the 30 days you wait to call the cops.
They better,
you,
like, put you know. Her in a witness protection program yeah. with relocation shit and, like, you know, guards.
The
for
judge
six
gives
months.
Her not guilty knowing should, that the public's going to lynch her.
They should put her in a field with a Google Latitude account and a public circle on G+. And just be like, here I am, send.
I wonder if she's been in prison this entire time and if they're going to, like, reimburse her for shit because they found her not guilty.
Well, I heard it wasn't exactly not guilty, but it was let off because of the evidence.
She was
something.
Charged with
enough.
Misleading police or
right.
whatever.
Which is fine authorities. Because the cops mislead us all the time. Right. So, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and just cancel
that's,
those two out.
That's
you're
a
free
slap
to go.
On the wrist charge, though. I mean, you could call the 911 and say, you know, I'm dying, and then they get there and you're not, and that's misleading the authorities.
Yeah, that's on part of insulting the intelligence of police.
But
out there.
That's not like life or whatever they would have done if had she been, you know, completely
so,
guilty.
Today was his first day inside the courtroom, although he'd unsuccessfully waited on long lines on other days to get a seat in the audience. He says again, the guy who
okay.
gave me the last quote.
Sure.
And he says again, the hardest thing I had to do was sit there while the judges spoke after the verdict was read. I wanted to leave. As soon as I stepped out of the courtroom, I screamed. A
is
law
that
enforcement
the baby daddy?
No, this is just a spectator
just
in the courtroom who got a seat to watch.
Well, what
watch
is their
the
attachment to it? They're watching it like a
because
soap
it's,
opera,
it's
right?
Like a, and when, you know, it's their community.
When
like,
someone
everyone,
dies on a TV show, you get emotionally attached to that. They're doing the same exact thing.
Well, no, down south, I mean, like, well, up here with that child thing and the whole case there, I'm sure, you know, family, friends, and people in their community went to go see the trial.
Well, then, if you scream loud enough, the news reporter comes up to you like, what are your emotions on
that's
the
that's what
I'm
today? Thinking, right?
So,
like, hold on, eye drops? Okay. Yeah, yeah. In 3, 2...
Scene.
So,
we're so... You know,
after
like,
he screams, he says, a law enforcement asked me to quiet down. He said there was too many people, and I might insist a riot.
Incite. Sure. Oh, okay. Plow through it, babe.
I said,
I'm not trying to insist on a riot here.
I'm just trying to let my voice be heard because this is an injustice.
I'm so distraught, the verdict makes me want to kill a small child.
Is that ironic that he goes to jail for disturbing the peace and she gets off scot-free?
Yeah.
Wow. Prosecution offended the jury. Former FBI criminal prosecutor Cadence D. Long told Cadence told the Huffington Post that the prosecution must have offended the jurors. This is her quote. When there's a mountain of circumstantial evidence, people are usually found guilty, D. Long said. In Casey's case, there was no physical evidence, but the circumstantial evidence was pretty good. Jurors sometimes go with their hearts instead of their heads, she added. The prosecution did something to offend the jury. I'm shocked.
Those dots every now and then?
What about it?
Those are periods. Mm. When you get to one of those, stop reading.
Oh,
take a breath.
Right.
No, because then you talk.
And then, I'm just saying, like, run on sentence.
It's pretty cool.
Here.
I mean, I got a lot of comments and stuff here, like, about people just freaking out and being like, this is ridiculous. I can't believe this, blah, blah, blah.
It's an outrage. Whereas, if that kid would have been homeless and on the streets, none of these fucking people would have looked twice. So shut the fuck
Christians
up.
All over
get
this comment
your
board.
15 minutes of, look at me, I'm crying for this person I have no attachment to. I have empathy. No,
Let's
you don't.
Let's see. Let me read this one. $20. This one looks
exactly.
This one was posted 44 minutes ago, so today. The charges weren't a shopping list. The jurors had a problem with the basic evidence that would have supported any of the charges, whether it was permitted murder or, premeditated.
There wasn't
sorry.
Any. There wasn't any.
Whether it was premeditated murder or even child abuse, there was no casual link established between Casey and the death of her child.
Exactly.
Weird. Even suspicious behavior by Casey, even on the part of more than one of the family. And a string of lies and fabrications to be sure. I don't get this. To be sure, no direct evidence or compelling circumstantial evidence which would have pointed to Casey's
not act suspicious after something like that happens? Like, anything you do is going to be because of whatever had just happened. Yeah. Because of how traumatic and how involved in your life that is. Like, how can you go the next month and not act suspicious?
Mike E. whatever says she was set free because she was a pretty little white girl.
Oh.
But if she was a minority, that bitch would have gotten the death penalty.
Is that the reverse?
Open your eyes, peeps. I say retrial.
Is that the reverse race card?
I guess.
Did we just bear witness to the reverse fucking race card?
Perhaps.
Let's see. A good jury would convict more often with many of these comments. Then they
you know
would
what?
Have for the
a good jury is thinking of a couple things when this is happening. One of those things they're thinking of is, man, one of these days I'm going to get fucked up and end up in that seat. And I'm going to want those jurors to have a little mercy on me.
I would think that some of them are like, you know what? This woman has an amazing rack.
This one's
good. I can't see it getting
worse. Some of them
are
like, I've been here for how long?
Yeah.
I just want to go home.
I am not paid enough for this bullshit.
Check
at all.
Moot says, I'll bet Scott Peterson is wishing he had this jury in his trial. He was convicted on far less evidence.
Who's Scott Peterson? Is that the dude that shot that Republican lady or whatever in the face in Arizona? Who is that?
I remember doing something on the show about him. Every time I think of Scott something, I think of Cartman feeding dude's parents to him.
Scott Tenorman?
Yeah, Scott Tenorman. That's what I was thinking. I was like,
pretty sure that's not what.
Wrong on so many levels. Heartless and sick would be.
Oh, that's the dude that Scott Peterson was the dude that ran off with the 18-year-old. Girl or whatever?
I don't know.
And was the last person she was seen with? I don't know.
This is the last one I want to read. wrong on so many levels, heartless and sick would be to go into a trial with emotions and feelings about persons involved. This automatically skews your perception on every piece of evidence provided and disqualifies you to make a fair judgment. If you can't see that, then you are the one who's sick.
Oh,
yeah.
So I guess
touching.
somebody on there.
Oh, Scott Peterson, Justin Fan Purple says killed his wife, Lacey Peterson. Thank you, Justin Fan Purple.
It's pretty crazy though. I mean, like 2008, and they finally just came out with it, and they find her not guilty, and they put a slap on her wrist with a fucking misleading fucking authority trial. That's
well, don't or, lie. I mean, I know you're a woman. That's hard, but I mean, we do it.
Of course, I haven't, man.
And I bet you it was some kind of mistake, and she just tried to cover her ass. I'm thinking that's what.
What
it
do
was.
You think then?
How
why?
Old
why
was
the
she?
Chloroform then? Do
How
you think
old
maybe
she?
The baby suffocated in the crib?
Maybe she tried to frame a boyfriend that was watching, or her dad, because she came from an abusive childhood. Maybe
that's
she's trying to blame the dad.
Circumstantial speculation. Objection, Your Honor.
I wonder, how old was she?
Overruled.
Can you, do you,
shut up.
Do you know how old she was? Do you see that anywhere? Did you pull that up?
She, like,
know.
Wasn't sure if the killer was still on the premises, so, like, that was her, like, MacGyver tool of defense.
Watch, she was, like, 20. She was having post-traumatic stress disorder.
Interesting. Okay, so that's pretty bad, and,
yes.
I have a story for you I want to share, and I want to know why this didn't get near as much press as that did, okay?
Hang on. Justin Fan Purple says, killed his wife, Lacey Peterson.
That's what I...
Well, I know, but I just saw it, and it reminded me that there was a manager at Famous Dave's that we called... her initials were LP, and so we called her Lacey Peterson.
Long
after
place.
That, we were like, be careful, or we're going to throw you out in the ocean or something.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
You get pissed off, you're like, you're fucking dead!
It's like, come on, LP, let's do... Like, she hated it. It was great, though.
All right, so in Silverton, Ohio, there's a, let's say, a colored gentleman. His name is Lenny Love.
All right.
This is gonna come into play in a weird, ironic twist at the end. His last name being Love. Okay, ready?
Okay.
29 years old.
All right.
We have an infant. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He had sex with that infant. Gonna guess probably forced, which is rape. Okay.
Yeah.
He did so knowingly, carrying. Give me an H.
HIV.
Give
heroin.
Me an, thank you.
No, oh, blim blam.
With HIV.
And
so,
heroin.
You basically raped a baby and gave it AIDS.
That's a double whammy.
And he's getting charged with two counts of rape, one count of felonious assault, and one count possession of marijuana. Can we blame this six-month-old getting raped on the pot? Could we please do that?
Why
oh
an
my
infant,
fucking
though?
God.
It doesn't even... You don't even think it would fit. Like, that's not even logistically sound. You know what I'm saying?
A black guy,
what the fuck?
An African American,
anyone in a baby,
a
six-month like,
old, and it was a boy. Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah,
man, I was so stoned, I totally thought that was an 18-year-old chick. That is my bad, officer.
That shit was crunk, man.
I totally thought the test said negative. Shit,
I shouldn't have gone in high.
So now, did anyone results. Hear about this? For
of course not.
I mean, is it because this didn't go to trial? Will we hear about this when it goes to trial?
I just have a lot of Southern friends that were all into that, so that's how.
Well,
I
no, because I heard it on Am I Bugging You?
Yeah,
they're in Florida also,
watching
but,
it too, and whatever.
And at Wayne's place,
yep,
it's on
yep,
TV.
Yep.
Sean's,
but
place,
it was it's
on
it's
TV.
All people that are very tied into the Southern community, though. You notice that?
Yeah, I guess I don't
because our friend didn't get into it until my uncle got into it.
That's weird.
This guy's probably requesting for solitary confinement, though, because, like, if you know, if everyone knows that that's why you're in prison
for
you're
this guy, for the six-month-old.
Yeah,
no, because
yeah,
you have
no one's
HIV.
Rape you.
No, yeah, you have HIV.
You don't want to cut him and get that blood on you?
Yeah.
You don't want to get that STD on you?
Well, it's just a pillow,
I don't know,
you don't get an STD if you pillow someone over their face.
I don't know, though. A lot of people in prisons already have HIV and AIDS, so they're going to be like,
true.
Free game.
They'll take that whole group.
I don't feel bad for raping you now.
Can you get AIDS from a blowjob?
No. Yeah.
They're going to knock his fucking teeth
out. Is it
bodily
fluid or blood?
Step one. Shit. 29 years old. Like, that was me last year. Like... I could not imagine where you would go wrong or how much pot you would smoke. That can't be the pot,
porn,
right? That's underlying
and
psycho.
Porn is not that inaccessible, you know? Like, yeah.
But nowhere near the coverage. And I guarantee when it was... did I just cement that guy's fact on the comments that if this would have been a black... Like, because it was a black dude, it was like in, out, case dismissed? Going to jail with the rest of the AIDSers.
Yeah.
It's too bad, though.
Yeah. Well, do you have any stories that don't make me want to stab myself in the eyes out of depression?
How do you have dead baby stories?
How do you feel about... I just did.
Can
another,
I follow that with a...
Good, like a good one.
Can
like
I follow that with a dead baby joke?
29-year-old raping with eight... How was that?
No, I want a better one. Like, you know, when the lady used her baby as, an,
okay,
as a weapon.
You.
Like the
Boulder,
baby sword
Colorado,
of death. Come on.
Okay.
Like something like that.
21 years old. She's kind of a looker. She needed to clean herself up a little bit if she wants the same press that this other chick got. She has been arrested after allegedly blowing heroin smoke in the face of...
A baby.
A kitty cat.
Oh, dude, hey. That makes me
animal
sad.
Animal cruelty? That's what she said.
They found the pet after responding to a domestic dispute. Obviously, heroin, domestic disputes, hand in hand.
Yeah.
A man there told his girlfriend had hit him several times in the face, but I didn't feel it because I've been smoking heroin. He also said she, quote, had been smoking heroin and that she had, quote, blown heroin smoke into his roommate's cat's face. The cat, whose name is Muffin, was taken to the Humane Society.
To be put down.
Treated for poisoning.
Okay.
But it later died.
It died?
Overdose from heroin. Hey, how's your Schedule 1 heroin that cat just got killed from? She's crying in this picture. I want you all to see her, though. She is kind of cute. If Eddie can get a date with Casey, can I go out on a date with this chick?
No.
It's like a new reality TV show.
Blow heroin in each other's faces.
No.
So dreamy.
Smoke.
Where's the cat?
Yeah, I think it's okay with weed smoke because it doesn't hurt him, but come on, heroin, really? Like
the weed smoke just makes the cat eat. The heroin smoke makes the cat's cardiovascular system shut down.
My dad had a cat named Reefer at one point. He picked it up, it was like 2 weeks old, and it wouldn't eat, so he put it in a paper bag and blew a bunch of pot smoke in it.
Huh. It made him hungry.
Yeah, after a while, like 6 years later, the cat would go and crawl into bags and wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would just like wait.
That will happen.
Cute cat.
All right, we have a New Jersey woman, Springfield here. She attacked her husband with a basket of pocket knives. They shared a place on Roundhouse Road. Dude, when I retire, me and fucking
Chuck
Peter
Norris
Griffin
Bill.
And Chuck Norris and Patrick Swayze, we're going to go to Roundhouse Road.
The corpse of Patrick Swayze?
Who?
The corpse of Patrick Swayze?
Right. Well, I mean, when I retire.
Right.
Right. Because so by that time, he'll have been reincarnated into Patrick Swayze 2.0, and obviously we'll hang out.
He's the golden child.
That's right. They said that his wife and he were arguing in the house when she began destroying things, as most women, when they get into arguments, will do. Watch out for your laptop, dude. Sharon told officers his wife no longer lives in the house, because I kicked that bitch out. Sharon told officers his wife hit him in the head with a basket of pocket knives.
So is that the same as beating someone with, like, you know, a sock with soap in it? I mean, just because their knives are not sharp, right? Like, they're all closed.
I'm curious if the knives were, like, all open and, like, in a basket, like, handily just all sticking up, like, in nice, neat rows or something.
Because I picture, like, a Red Riding Hood basket, you know, like a wicker basket.
Right, right.
So it wouldn't really matter.
And then she was just, like, off to grab and then just, like, nailed him in the head with it. Blam! Oh, that's when he called the cops. He had enough. She got in her car, drove it onto the lawn, tore up the turf, and then she left. And he said, you know what? I've had enough. I just mowed that fucking lawn. Yeah. These fucking knives
Fuck
in my arm.
Fuck the basket, man. Look at the lawn.
His wife returned before the cops got there, broke an end table on his head, you know, for good measure.
Yeah, just in case.
And then left again. She's like, oh, and I forgot this.
P.S.
P.S. Bam. Oh, P.S. Fuck you. Police said they found the home in disarray, and he had cuts all over his head and a lump. A pocket knife-shaped lump.
It would have been crazy if that end table had actually killed him, you know, like put a new meaning to the end.
This is after May, when she was charged with assault after throwing a fork at her husband that cut open his face. She threw a fork at his face. Oh, God.
The fact that it cut him is
a
like...
A lover's spat.
She's, like, practicing from weeks, like a ninja star, like, throwing the fork at the wall.
I know, dude. I have throwing knives, and, like, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
It, like, they don't always stick, like, in the movies, where you're like, yeah, yeah, psh, 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 psh. Now, ninja stars, those totally do, but you got four sides. Like, this is just one, and you got to get it, you know? Like,
just javelin it, you know?
It doesn't work so hard.
Straight.
Just saying. So, you know anything about the space shuttle?
Shittle?
The space shittle?
Piece of space shittle?
We launched today. At the launch pad
as
in Jamholia, Jamholia, we launched the last space shuttle.
That's why we're broke.
Yeah. Budget is gone. That's why we had to cancel the shuttle program. Fuck. Not enough money to keep launching this fucker.
Well, then maybe they'll start giving back some money to the that observatory place that shut down.
Yeah, right. SETI, yeah. That'd be kind of nice. Yeah, the radio telescope radios.
Just one lousy million that you guys used to use on the space program and hand over to them.
So since we can't get to space anymore, can we still eavesdrop? Oh, you're shutting that down too?
Yeah.
But how awesome would it be to have our own space shuttle? Could you imagine? First podcast from space, just like low Earth orbit, chilling. Chilling.
Yeah.
That's sad, though.
Big old jam hole logo.
I think, and a lot of people, I've read this online, that they think that the only reason we were so quick to get up to space was because we thought the Russians were going to go put nukes up there and then, like, launch them at us from the moon.
Yeah.
And then we've just kind of been dicking around ever since, it seems like. Like, we got a space station, and that's pretty cool, but I don't know. I spent 2011 to have, like, a couple at least.
Yeah,
you
at least
know,
like a floating McDonald's out there.
Like, half of a Stargate with, like, three chevrons. I mean, what the fuck are we doing? Space is cool. But yeah, they launched it today, and that was the last one. So now what?
Yeah.
What's the final frontier now,
it's,
Robbie?
It's the donkey show in space. We've the yet final. To enter that frontier at all.
So how are we going to get these damn donkeys to the ISS? Like, we don't have the space shuttle anymore. It's cool, dude. Virgin Galactic's going to step in.
Nice.
So do you think, because when NASA does it, all the money, it's government stuff, right? And I'm sure they get subsidies or whatever on the parts for the shit they make. Mm. But, like, it's a government agency.
Yeah.
So if they privatized it, commercialized it, and allowed competition within different companies to do this, we'd have more than just one company doing it.
Mm.
And there would be a money factor in there so that, you know, it would feed it. Because don't we all, like, that's expensive, right? The shuttle, what did we say? It was like $125 million or something every time it launched.
It was a lot.
$1.8 billion to build.
A ridiculous amount.
Yeah. Like, it's old. I think it was 81. Like, I'm a little...
It's like the Titanic now.
Yeah.
Right.
All rickety.
I don't know. I thought that was kind of sad.
It is kind of sad. But then again,
I grew up with that shit, man.
It opens up opportunity for other...
Hopefully.
You know, individual companies and things like that.
Hopefully. Well, I do know they're working on the technology to have, like, planes that go in space, you know?
Like little gliders and shit?
Kind of.
What happens with...
Well, that's the Virgin Galactic stuff. And it's low Earth orbit for space tourism, just to, like, here's our planet. And...
That's how it feels like to float.
So now what happens to all those people that were going to school to become astronauts?
Yeah, you should... Half of you should go to school to be engineers.
Who's going to be the parent that has to break it to their kid and say, there's no astronaut
you know, last
program
year,
anymore, honey?
When I told you Santa wasn't real, but that would be the last time that I really lied to you?
One more.
You can't be an astronaut. Sorry. That's sad.
It's like in Truman Show when he's like, I want to be an explorer. And like the teacher's like, well, look at the map. Everywhere's been explored.
We've been everywhere. There's nowhere else to go. But yeah, I don't know. I think it is kind of shitty that we don't have like a plan B. We have quite a few shuttles that are all going to be decommissioned and sent to different museums, I read.
What happened to Mars?
We blew one up. What happened to Mars?
Using Mars as a gas station for, like, resource gathering in space.
It's just too hard to get there.
We're just
okay,
lazy.
Check this out. If we would spend half of our effort that we do in war and, like, direct that to space exploration or just exploration in general, yeah, we'd probably be doing a lot better off.
Yeah.
Because then, when shit hits the fan here and we blow ourselves up,
fuck
we can actually hop on our spaceship and, yeah, be the fuck out. Exactly.
That's right.
They said that the space shuttle program has cost about $170 billion through 08.
Damn.
That's about $1.5 billion per flight.
That's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
That's a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're building that. Why? Hey, NASA, stop charging yourself so much. Like, you're being too hard on yourself.
Yeah, take it easy.
Hey, this next one, you fly five times, the sixth one, that's on me.
Yeah.
That's fine. It was a 30-year program, and the Atlantis just launched today. It will spend 12 days in the outer space, delivering 9,500 pounds of supplies to the ISS. Which will be used to keep the orbiting space lab operational after the shuttle crew retires.
Can I
go up there? Like, while they're retired, can I house sit?
Yeah.
How cool would that be?
That would be cool.
Would you do that?
Why not?
Would you go to the space station for, like, a month?
Would you be the only one there, though? That'd be
well, I'll go with
lame.
You.
Oh, okay.
But, like, would you go?
Yeah.
Could you hack anything for a month? For a month.
I could do that.
For the story, at least.
That'd be fun.
Could you do that?
Yeah.
You know what, though? Like, when you get in arguments here, you can just leave. Like, when we get in arguments up there,
I'll push you. I will just push you out the airlock. Yeah.
Like, hey, you
keep
better
fucking
hope.
With me. I'm going to push this fucking button, and you're going to go zooming out.
Stay on that
space.
Trajectory, and I swear you'll hit Mars, and you better hope that we figure out a way to get there.
That'd be fun, though.
That would be really scary, though. You're, like, in a spacesuit, and you're just, like, slowly drifting away from the shuttle.
Right.
And you know there's no way back to safety.
Yeah. I've seen that scene in a couple movies. It's
deep
freaky.
Impact.
It
yeah.
gives me a, yeah.
How do you
yeah,
throw yeah. up and, like, poo and pee? I mean, like, I know they have, like, suits and stuff for that, but, like,
actually,
you can't, like, sit down and, like, grab the toilet and power poo, you
There's
know?
There's a book over there by Mary Roach called Packing for Mars, and she talks all about that stuff and, like, how the toilet sucks the poo out of your butt, kind of. Because, yeah, well, there is. Well, her whole thing was that there's a lot of things we take for granted every day down here that gravity is very integral in allowing
oh, yeah.
to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Like bowel movements.
That's weird, dude. I'm curious about that. I might have to read it.
Because how does the toilet work when you poo? Like, you push a little bit, but gravity's sucking that poo down a little bit. If there's
yeah.
no gravity, your poo just kind of goes...
It's going to wait until it fills
gross.
Up, and there's no more room,
yeah.
and it has to go
and
out.
It push it like a train, so yeah. then you constantly Woo-hoo. Weigh, like, 20 more pounds.
Poo-choo train!
It's cool, because there's no gravity, so what is 20 more pounds?
God.
It's all good.
The poo-choo train.
So, at the end of the space shuttle program has already, and it just, like, today was the last launch. Like, we still have the shuttle in space right now. 8,000 people got laid off.
Oh.
Another 2,000 will be forced to retire once the program officially ends, once Atlantis gets
the
back.
The engineers will definitely find jobs, but I don't know about the jockey astronauts.
Well, you got to have, like, someone to fly the stuff. But do you think that all these private companies will just straight up hire, like, hey, maybe. Why doesn't one of them just buy NASA then? Because NASA does other
stuff.
Someone
wants it.
For
it's a failing. Who wants a failing enterprise?
The government still
they
needs NASA
tech.
To launch spy shit, right? Like, we can still get satellites into space. We just can't travel with 9,000 pounds of supplies
we
anymore.
Can't get to space.
Well, no, I'm That's just saying, like, as a whole, we can get satellites up there all day. But once the shuttle's done, there's no more, like, you know, 9,500-pound loads going up there.
Having never had a woman walk on the moon. Isn't that weird?
No.
It's not weird?
No, that's we easy. Never have, but
yeah.
know that, I don't know.
Well, that's got to be kind of
very rigorous
conflicting.
Test.
I mean, like, trying to travel up there and everything in zero gravity and having a period trying to, like, grab tampons
like,
out of the air.
It's a good thing the tampon has a string already.
Yeah, but, like, you take it out and you try to, like, put it away somewhere, like, in the garbage, and then at, like, in 4 o'clock in the morning, you're going out to get a drink, and you get hit in the head with a fucking floating nasty tampon.
Oh.
Could you imagine?
Like, stick it to the wall.
Like, ugh. Like,
ugh.
She tried
that's
to put it away.
That's why we don't let chicks in space, because y'all are gross.
That's what I'm thinking. She let me, I mean, like, fuck.
You get up there after 3 months of, like, dudes, it's like a bachelor pad, like, semen floating around
oh, yeah,
everywhere.
Probably.
Like, PBR cans,
look,
like, a beer pong
now.
Table.
Potato
like
chips.
It. Oh, God.
Bag of chips and
look,
shit.
Look, my puke
condoms.
From yesterday.
God. Like, wait, I thought there wasn't any chicks up here. Well.
It's still nice to play.
Someone change the subject, quick.
Anyway, we're not going to Mars anytime soon, are we? No.
Yeah.
So, read me a story, Robbie.
Read you a story?
Well, tell me one then.
Can I just do a dead baby joke instead?
No, I want you to tell me the story you started to tell me earlier.
Oh, what? Give me the start. What were we talking about?
God damn
give
it,
me the,
Robbie.
Give me the incentive so I can finish the story.
It was the,
You can do it.
The,
O.J. Simpson?
We no. Keep coming. Keep it coming.
You're talking to a sleep-deprived human being right now.
I know.
My memory's shot.
Hey, from one SDH to another... It was it wasn't a joke. It was the thing you were reading earlier that you found from Stumble.
Oh yeah. Let me dig it out of my phone.
Oh, okay.
It's Cash for Gold. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys? Who does
He's
Cash for Gold?
Mike, what are you doing?
Who does I'm Cash for Gold now, Robbie? Awesome. Now that Ed McMahon is dead.
Fucking everyone. Oh, I don't know who. It's yeah, some random dude that you wouldn't recognize name.
Really?
Somebody. I didn't recognize it.
What an asshole.
I was doing StumbleUpon, and for people who don't know about StumbleUpon, that thing is glorious.
We have a Stumble account. There's you can search Hasmaticus. What's your name on there? Rob Tacular?
Probably.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, like, it really gets good at figuring out what the hell you would like.
When I first
yeah.
got into
it's
it, I
awesome.
Got way lost into Stumble, dude. Like,
dude, I will sit here and have it just click, Stumble
click,
videos.
Click.
Holy shit, dude.
You can do it just videos?
Yeah, you can tell it to stumble just certain media.
Okay, so
it's great.
I came across this. It looks like it has the emblem of Cash for Gold at the top, .com.
Sure.
As if it was a letter replying to someone. It goes like this. Dear Mr. Haberny, after sending back your Ziploc bag of gold-painted rocks that you considered 14-karat gold, nuggets found on a soul-searching pilgrimage in Tibet with a quadriplegic hooker you picked up in Singapore, we find it truly unfortunate that you cannot understand the concept of do not contact us again. Your fraudulent attempt to extort money from our seasoned geologists, who are experts in identifying precious metals, has forced us to take extreme action. This is your final warning before we contact the authorities. Your rocks have shown up in our inventory 3 times now. We will no longer attempt to return them, but we'll keep them as evidence.
Nice.
You are not entitled to any money, especially the ludicrous amount of $1,423,061.92 you demanded for your cash for gold payment. Your petition for an ungreased backdoor Hammer Time lovemaking session with our telemarketers Carol and Tracy is feral and preposterous.
Oh, Tracy.
Your absurd request to be reimbursed for postage, $167.45, $138.33, and $142.73, is unwarranted and completely illicit. As a reminder, Mr. Haberny, Ed McMahon passed away June 23rd, 2009.
Yeah,
it's not only disrespectful, but also utterly moronic to request that he host your birthday party at McDonald's. This is the last time we'll be in contact with you. Sincerely, Jeff Aronson.
That's amazing.
So glorious.
So glorious.
Yeah, I love the Hammer Time backdoor session. Yeah. It's good words. Good word choice.
So going back to the very first thing we talked about, she's getting 4 years for that. For lying to the cops. Do you think she'll survive 4 years? There's a lot of people. I don't know if you know this or not, but people in prison, they find God and they have kids. Those are two things you can bet on in prison. You will find
both simultaneously.
Possibly.
Yeah.
It's called Immaculate Conception.
Slash jail.
I just got you pregnant, Robbie. Immaculately.
That's a mind fuck.
Yeah. Fuck. Have you heard of...
Supposed to pull out.
I want to tell you about an interesting parasite. This is gross.
I like parasites.
This is from Western Australia. You know they got good parasites down there.
Oh, of course.
It's the Nathostomiasis... Hold on.
What? It's a big word.
Nathostomiasis larvae.
Nice.
Can I have a link
Someone
in the chat?
Ate that.
Is there a picture?
Someone ate the Nathostomiasis larvae.
Nathostomiasis.
And that turns into... There you go in the chat.
Give me that.
It's pretty gross.
Got
it. And it makes you really sick.
Cool.
And it was
Looks
eating
like pinworms.
This Australian couple alive.
Oh, God. Huh. That would not be an easy
this
way to go.
The first time humans have ever been infected that we know of by the parasite in Australia. The worms are less than an inch long, have sharp teeth, and can work their way around the body until it dies or is finally killed by your immune system. Quote, they move under the skin and cause itchy lumps that can make you feel sick, and it can be very hard to diagnose. They eat your tissues.
Wow.
Wow.
The 52-year-old man that was infected told doctors he could even feel movement under his skin.
Now,
a course of antibiotics killed the parasite, and they have both recovered.
Now, a lot of parasites, like, what do you call them, horse flies and stuff like that?
Big one, though.
What happens is you ingest the larva somehow, and then the larva, you know, inhabits in you to you know, get the nutrients and shit it needs
right.
to be
now
able to grow, and then it
the
leaves.
Flies.
Then
That's
it usually
right.
leaves. So this thing doesn't leave. It just sits there and leeches off the body, or so it wasn't, like, still waiting to grow into something, or is that, like, its final thing?
No, the larva, and then it turns into the worm,
That's
and then
weird.
It just eats the shit out of your tissues.
That's weird. I've
hey,
seen a really
I got
crazy
some
one.
Protein tissues it could eat. Ah, am I right? Come move in over here, buddy.
I saw a really
my
weird
bachelor
one.
Pad That's right. at the ISS.
I saw a really weird one once. I guess this guy was...
Dude, hold on.
Cool.
Can
he
we
just loved us up.
Treat the ISS like an aquarium and have these things sucking up the tissue semen like algae?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Please, Dana.
Okay. Continue.
So... This guy works in a barn type thing,
mm-hmm.
and there's a bunch of cows and stuff, and there's horse flies, right? Well, normally people can swat away the flies, so they don't, they're not able to lay larvae on you or anything.
Right, but he has no arms, so he...
No, he had his... He couldn't get a babysitter, and he brought his baby.
Ooh.
It was like an under a year old, like, child.
Amputee, poor kid.
No, but it couldn't swat anything away. So, like, a couple weeks later, he takes the kid into the hospital because he says he saw little white worms poking out from in between his digits. In his fingers. And they're like thinking he's crazy, but he has these little holes in between each finger.
Where he shoots flies like a mutant?
It was only in between his fingers, and it was there was some underneath his armpit.
Worst mutant power ever.
There was some between his toes and by his knees. Well, what had happened is the horse fly laid its, or its larvae or whatever.
Right.
And it fucking was in between the fat and the skin and was eating away that part. And they were popping their heads in and out of the hole to look. And I guess, like, if you... What'd they do to get rid of it? It was some weird
antibiotics?
Fucking thing. No, it was really hard to get rid of. Like, they couldn't figure out what to do because nobody ever gets it and they never have a problem with it. And they had to call up this
can't
crazy...
Can't exactly bug bomb him, I mean.
They had to call up this crazy, like, certified fucking, you know...
It's called the Orkin Man,
scientist,
honey.
Dude who really always deals with this fucking shit for some reason.
An entomologist?
I don't know. Whoever deals with fucking weird fly things that
it's either the Orkin
body.
Man or an entomologist. So,
And then it was also a baby, too. So it was that much more of a pain in the ass because they couldn't give it a hardcore, like, antibiotic or anything.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. They had to, like, put this, like, weird acidic lotion on it, and it, like, drove them out. And they, like, all, like... Like shot
nectar
out of his fingers.
Of hydrochloric acid.
It was Spider-Man, but between his fingers and chunks of web.
Speaking of illnesses, I have a random anecdote that makes me laugh every time I think about it. So when I was in high school, we had a meningococcal meningitis scare that killed a couple people, and everyone, everyone's freaked out, and you know there was a shortage of vaccines of like you know antibodies to provide to the locals. So. It was serious.
He talks about it like it was Africa. He's like, there was outbreaks everywhere.
No, seriously. Freaking out a little bit.
Right.
So, anyways, my anatomy and physiology teacher tried to spruce up the moment, try to, like, make light of it. She wrote on the board, have a meningococcadoodle day, and got fired. So, is that excessive, like, when you're in the middle of a scare, when it's, like, clearly too soon?
No, I think it's still okay to make light of it, especially when people are dying like that, because you need to not, like, have everyone freaked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you guys quarantined?
No. No. Oh, but there was, like, long lines outbreak. For vaccines. It wasn't, like, outbreak.
Right.
When I was working at Teletech, that's when the
dead
big...
black people everywhere.
When the big swine flu thing came out.
Sure.
Okay, and I was walking through, coming back from a break, and my friend Corey, who's been on the show before, was behind me, and I coughed a little bit, and she's like, oh, don't you be... I'm like, yep, I got it. Swine flu. And I walked, you know, just, like, laughing and joking around.
Yeah, like saying bomb in the airport, dude. Right.
I didn't think anybody was panicked. I'm like, I totally got the H1N1. That's what I said.
Right, here's my doctor's note and everything.
And I even did the little, like, jerk-off, like, thing, you know, with my hand, and I walked back to my cubicle, and, like, 20 minutes later, somebody taps me on the shoulder, and they're like, hey, you need to go and speak with so-and-so in her office.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, and she was like, do you really have this? And was, like, completely serious and was like, you know, there was actually a girl who did get it there.
Do you know how quick that shit could spread in a place
like
that?
Yeah, well, it's a little cubicle farm, man.
Yeah, dude.
Like, you have a fucking, you have ninja cockle fucking whatever, itis.
Well, you have
that goes everywhere.
50 or 100 people per room.
Yeah.
And they're all walking.
Way more than that, dude.
Well, yeah, and they're big open-air rooms. Like, that's outbreak.
Yeah. If you're not sure, can you just wear this hazmat suit and get back to work?
I remember when that, because all the hospitals and doctor's offices I delivered to, like, they all had masks sitting there with the hand sanitizer, which doesn't do shit, but they're like, if you're coughing, put this on.
Placebo effect, though.
The really funny part about the whole thing
theater.
Was that I was sick, and she was like, you're sick, right? I'm like, yes, I'm a little sick. And she's like, were you diagnosed with the swine flu, H1N1? I'm like, no.
The H1N word.
And I was like, no, I haven't been to a doctor to be diagnosed. And she's like, oh, okay.
I'm sorry, I can't afford help.
She's like, as long as you weren't diagnosed with it. And I'm like, nope. Absolutely have it, but I'm broke and can't go to the doctor, so I'm not diagnosed. Yeah. So
honestly, what I should say is I honestly have no fucking idea what I have.
I don't know if I have it, but...
Could be AIDS. I don't
so
know.
So funny. Like, you,
I did. My mom
totally
told me a story about getting raped as a 2-month-old.
As long as they found out I didn't.
I might have AIDS.
No, I had it. Like, I don't know.
It's not AIDS. It's the AIDS.
It's HIV. Yeah. It's not full blown AIDS
the
yet.
By the way, were you guys really uncomfortable the first time you heard Ween's the HIV song?
No.
Like, it's the clown happiness of it. Like, oh, it's so fun. It's the HIV. Like,
it's the HIV.
I'm sorry. That was just, if you haven't heard that, people listening, that's
I'm
the
sorry.
Most disturbing thing.
If you Ween have awesome, HIV people Jesus. Listening, I apologize for that.
Yeah.
You just gave them HIV over the air.
Oh, God.
Is that a first? Call
Probably.
Guinness. Call Guinness and ask them.
Maybe.
I got Guinness on speed dial. Uh-huh. Hey, how about if we stop calling? So, is that it? Or is that a show? It's so late, dude.
Yeah, it is
really?
Pretty late.
I'm just thinking, like, Sean's going to be here in the morning, and we have rap to work
it's
on
after
all.
Midnight.
How
we
about
probably...
we end with a good dead baby joke?
Please. Yes.
Give it to me.
Thrill right. us.
What's the difference between a dead baby and an apple?
I don't have a dead baby tree in
apples?
My backyard.
You don't come on an apple before you eat it.
There we go. There we go.
Double whammy.
There we go. Robbie,
yeah.
Don't ever come to my house again.
Yeah,
Dana, I'm going to have to say you also.
Okay.
No, it's been fun, guys.
I don't come on babies.
Hey, thanks for reading that first news story, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, it's been a while good. Since I actually brought anything to the table.
Me
like
and
that.
Robbie are going to pretend like this was American Idol.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was your performance. Do
I
you want to be Simon or
bad.
Should I?
I think Simon has the best job in the world. He's paid to be an asshole.
Yeah.
He looks in the mirror and he's just like, I love it. I yeah. love my job. It's beautiful.
It's not called work when you love what you do. Am I right or am I right? The black guy and Paul is like, give me more pills.
Jesus. I think, what's his name? Fucking Kitchen Nightmares, dude. He has the best job.
I'm going to give you.
A total dick.
I'm going to give you an A for effort.
I didn't do horribly bad reading this
I'm
time.
I'm
going to
give
you
an
I have
F
my glasses
for fucking
on.
Terrible.
An F for, thank you.
I have my glasses on and everything. I did all right.
I'm going to give you.
I stumbled a couple times.
A U plus?
That was quite wordy.
That's unsatisfactory, but it's on the plus side of unsatisfactory in your monotone run-on sentence rambling.
Well, in a general overall grade, I'm going to go ahead and say A plus because I have nothing else to compare it to.
How about a C
for
just listening gave me hepatitis C?
There you go.
Yeah, sure. All right. Well, let's get this over with. Yeah. It's after midnight.
Yeah. Robbie, have fun at work from 8 in the morning till 10 at night.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
Blah.
Enjoy your meditation time.
Yes.
Try to spread some good positive money vibes towards us.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Snibbler says it's 1 over there. Well, lucky you.
It's 2 in Florida.
And hey, add me on Google Plus, and we'll get a hangout going for the marathon. I think that'll be fun. And then we can unmute whoever wants to talk, and it'll be party. It'll be like live video without the lag. It'll be great.
Nice.
So it's plus.google.com/hazmat. No, it's profiles.google.com/hazmaticus. It's my Gmail. So add me. And email info@thejamhole.com, and that's our website, thejamhole.com, of course. All the dates are filled in, so now you know. Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going rustic camping.
Should be sweet.
Yeah.
Thursday's whitewater rafting. Friday, we're going to do a podcast here. Saturday, the 13th, is the live show. So the 9th, 10th, 11th is rustic camping and whitewater rafting. Then the 13th is the show. So that's in August. Tomorrow, Battle of the Bands, MTCIA, bring some money, help support the guys that are helping pot be in everyone's pipes.
Fucking A.
24-hour marathon.
Be elsewhere.
What?
Be there or be elsewhere.
That's right.
I'll be at work.
And a 24-hour marathon to help raise money for the Milwaukee trip, which just so happens to be Saturday, July 23rd at the University there in Milwaukee.
Right, around the Kona.
In August, or July 15th and 16th. I got so many dates in my head. July 15th and 16th, that's 24-hour marathon from 11 to 11. We're going to have all sorts of people. There's threads in the forums and facebook.com/thejamholepodcast in events. There's a 24-hour marathon and for the whitewater rafting, third annual, all that shit. So
cool.
Check game, sons. Check game.
Check mate.
Check plus Matt on fucking G. I'm a G plus, all right? I'm not just a G anymore. I've graduated. I'm a G plus. And hey, Monday, what's happening Monday?
Monday.
Bites back, motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Bite.com, B-Y-T-E. Check it out. Follow me, twitter.com/bitematt. It's going to be great.
Do everything you can to support this.
Do it now. Right.
Make this the greatest, most epic launch of
Make
all time.
Make us not have to work. So do it. Support it.
And did you know, I read somewhere that Byte was like from 72 till like 98 or something.
Wow. Huh. I don't know.
It seemed like a really long time.
Hmm.
Weird.
Yeah. Well, started in 75.
Damn.
I wasn't even
when?
Born.
90 what?
Till 98.
Wow.
And then that's when, yeah.
Hopefully there's a really
McGraw-Hill
huge demographic.
McGraw-Hill sold it to UBM, and that's who.
Well, hopefully there's a really big
right
demographic
now.
That's like really anticipating their,
you
know, revival.
I'm participating. Like, I didn't get to read a lot of those things, and I hope they have, you know, some Byte archives from the magazines, because I've heard a lot of those writers wrote some really cool shit.
All right, well, you ready?
Yeah, so check that out. That's Monday is launch day for Byte, byte.com. Please support
keep
this.
Matt employed.
Support this
please.
Hugely. And, yeah, well, we're working on rap music, and we got Twitters and Facebooks. You can join us and follow us and stalk us and send me a text message, 406-848-1739. Thank you, Robbie.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
been a slice, Dana.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys tomorrow or Monday.
Later.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.